This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization warns COVID-19 is continuing to accelerate globally at breathtaking speed, but says basic public health measures, if followed, can control its spread and turn around the pandemic. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says many lessons have been learned since the pandemic was declared a public health emergency of international concern January 30th. The most important, he says, is those countries that have applied basic health measures are containing the virus. He says finding, isolating, testing, and tracing contacts, as well as social distancing and wearing masks, can suppress transmission and save lives. The number of coronavirus cases globally has roughly doubled in the past 6 weeks, with the number of infections at nearly 16.3 million people at this hour, 4.2 million in the U.S. and 2.4 million in Brazil. The only other country that has more than a million confirmed infections is India, which has about 1.4 million confirmed cases. Almost 650,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. The figure is nearly 147,000 in the United States and more than 87,000 in Brazil. Spain's foreign minister says her country is safe for tourists, responding to upgraded travel alerts issued by Britain to its citizens visiting Spain. Speaking to reporters, Arancha Gonzalez-Laya rebuked Britain for imposing a two-week quarantine on all travelers entering the country from Spain after a rise in its coronavirus numbers. The global airline body, the International Air Transport Association, or IATA, criticized Britain's snap decision to reimpose coronavirus quarantine measures on travelers from Spain as a severe blow to the recovery hopes. This is VOA News. Australia has recorded its deadliest weekend since COVID-19 pandemic began. More than 800 new infections have been recorded and 15 more deaths. More than 530 new infections of the coronavirus were reported Monday in Victoria, a new daily record for case numbers. Washington, D.C.'s mayor said Monday visitors from 27 U.S. states considered high risk for coronavirus will have to self-quarantine for 2 weeks before entering the District of Columbia. The 14-day self-quarantine applies to anyone who has visited a high-risk state within the prior 14 days for non-essential activities. U.S. President Donald Trump's National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien has tested positive for COVID-19, the White House said Monday. The White House said in a statement O'Brien, quote, has been self-isolating and working from a secure location off-site, end quote. O'Brien holds a key role in the administration. The statement adds there's no risk of exposure to the president or the vice president. Chinese authorities have taken control of the former U.S. consulate in the Chinese city of Chengdu after it was ordered closed in retaliation for a U.S. order to vacate the Chinese consulate in Houston. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The forced closure of the Chinese consulate in Houston and China's order in response to shutter the U.S. consulate in Chengdu mark a new low point in ties between the world's largest economies that can't easily be smoothed over. China's foreign minister issued a brief notice saying competent authorities entered through the front entrance and took over the premises after U.S. diplomats closed it at 10 a.m. The U.S. alleged that the Houston consulate was a nest of Chinese spies who tried to steal data from facilities in Texas. China said the allegations were malicious slander. I'm Zaria Shackley.
The body of late U.S. Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis is on its way to the U.S. Capitol at this hour, where he will lie in state Monday and Tuesday, one of the highest honors a U.S. citizen can receive. In keeping with COVID-19-related safeguards, Lewis will lie at the top of the steps of the Capitol's East Front so the public can pay their respects safely outside with social distancing guidelines and mask requirements. Lewis died last week at the age of 80 after a year-long battle with advanced-stage pancreatic cancer. The Ukrainian army said Monday Moscow-backed separatists breached a tense ceasefire in eastern Ukraine just hours after it began. The separatists deny the accusation. The ceasefire came into force midnight Sunday and had been agreed last week by negotiators from Ukraine, Russia, and the International Monitor Group, OSCE. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.